T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Fred Bottomer, the look at the week in religion. With vaccination rates down among minorities, influential members of those communities are stepping up to try to get more people to sign up for shots. Case in point, Newark, New Jersey.
Reverend Joe Carter of New Hope Baptist Church in Newark was one of a number of Black leaders bearing their arms for the COVID vaccine, hoping to demonstrate to members of their community that if they can overcome their own skepticism and distrust, they can too.
I'm not here just for me. I'm here for those who are watching me and influenced by me.
Let us pray.
Members of the Newark faith community forming a partnership with Essex County executives to roll up their sleeves and get the shot. The county has had the most COVID deaths in New Jersey, 55% in the Black and brown community.
A week ago Friday, the Supreme Court lifted California's ban on indoor church services.
Parishioners at St. Robert's Catholic Church are heading back inside for Mass. The doors now open after the Supreme Court lifted the state's ban on indoor church services on Friday.
It's going to be amazing to go back and be a part of a community again.
It's exciting to get back into church again. And I have to go in now and get myself a place to sit.
The ruling does allow California to limit capacity to 25% and still restrict singing and chanting as well in the purple tier of reopening.
Personally, I was very excited.
That excitement tempered with responsibility.
Then again, there's always that in the back of my mind, the concern for the health and safety of others.
Capital Christian Center Pastor Rick Cole says this ruling did come as a surprise to him. They're waiting until next Sunday to welcome people back so they can get their house safely in order.
Just with one day to prepare, we felt it'd be best to take time, make sure that we prepare the room properly and the guidelines we put in place.
Both St. Robert's and Capital Christian Center will still do live stream services for those not ready to come back inside just yet.
Call it divine intervention, but a nun is celebrating after surviving COVID-19 at quite an age.
Europe's oldest person, French nun Sister Andre, has survived COVID-19. What's more, she'll celebrate her 117th birthday this week. The sister tested positive for the virus on January 16th. While she was isolated from other residents in the retirement home where she lives, she displayed no symptoms. Sister Andre, who is blind and uses a wheelchair, did not worry when she got the diagnosis. She says she was not scared because she is not scared to die, because she'd like to join her big brother, grandfather, and grandmother. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Screaming to the heavens has taken on a new meaning in Israel, where COVID-19 restrictions have taken a heavy toll.
Some Israelis have found a novel way to deal with the anxiety of 3 coronavirus lockdowns: group screaming.
We decided to meet together in order to take the group scream so that we can release our bad energies from the lockdown.
Participants say it's a cry to God to break the coronavirus curse. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Catholic schools in the U.S. are facing unprecedented times.
There's been a 6% drop in enrollment in the nation's Roman Catholic schools amid the pandemic and financial challenges. It's the biggest single-year decline in at least 50 years. More than 200 Catholic schools were permanently closed last year.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.